Yippee-yi-yay.
There's Donald Pleasant in 1968 on BBC. It's an hour-long episode, Newsbenders. It's free online. You got to go watch it. Here they are talking about exactly what we're talking about now, but we have all the patents. This is all real. We're no longer in beta, folks. We're in operational. Let's go to this club.
Just to show you how seriously, I'm going to tell you how we checked up on you. We call these things surgical transmitters. One was fitted inside you when you went into the Charing Cross Hospital 3 years ago. Appendix, wasn't it?
Transmitter? Are you trying to tell me that you listen to every word I say?
That's predictive programming.
Untouched by human hand. There's a little gadget in these things that ties up with the pulse rate. Puts a bleep onto anything that you're excited about saying.
Which is what the CIA just classified 3 days ago. Go back to that now.
Which
about the CIA murmur. Finding the ghost murmur?
The ghost murmur. Oh yes. So
finding the pilot or the pilot. Weapons officer.
Oh so, yeah, with the pilot. How they found him? They said this ghost murmur project, which basically what they're talking about.
It's not just the heartbeat. They got the transmitters in you.
Correct. You have to have these amplifiers, but what they're able to do is apparently they were able to locate him by tracking his heartbeat, and the heartbeat was emitting a resonance and
into the antenna.
Correct.
That's his cells.
Yeah.
Well, this is where they're screwed, though.
Which the show goes into that for an hour on BBC in 68.
Correct. Well, here's the problem, Alex, is they point blank admitted to the world that they can find any human on this planet.
So think of all the missing children.
Which is the Bill Gates patent, what we said the COVID shot was 5 years ago.
Yeah. And what about Guthrie? Why didn't they use this to find her?
A ninth scientist linked to the UFO cover-up and aliens has now been killed.
I could find all those scientists, too. Think about any missing person in the United States. The CIA has the ability.
Oh, I have a cousin that was in Army Special Operations 18 years ago, and they got called in over 1,000 of them. It was a big meeting, and they said, you're all getting chips.
Yeah.
Told them.
Yeah. Well, they did it non-consensually to the world. And, you know, you got to wonder why. What are the possibilities? What are the hypotheses to what's behind that? What's driving that?
Well, they admit in the intergalactic communication is to give us stimuli, manipulate us, and control us.
Yeah, it's about absolute control, not only tracking humans, but every living biological organism on this planet.
And then whoever they don't want in the CIA or military or anything, not knowing what they want, suddenly has horrible headaches, totally sick. The Havana syndrome is you've got the antennas in you. Now, when they hit you, other people don't get sick. You do.
Correct. Yeah. Well, there's different facets of this. Depending on what modulation they're sending at you, you're going to have different effects.
So you've gone to the EU government. They brought you there. You Faraday cages. You prove it to them. They all know about this. You've testified.
Correct. Yes. We've taken people into Faraday cages, and we've detected the frequencies that should be blocked out. We've used controls. Or when they're in those environments, you're not detecting the frequencies. So we've known about this, at least in my investigation, since as early as 2013, when we were able to accomplish that event in the in Europe. It was actually Belgium at a research institution there that I had to sign an NDA to.
And we played the video, though. We showed it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's like the only facility we know of is there.
Correct. It's there. Yeah.
Beyond Faraday cage. What do they call it?
It's an anechoic chamber. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let's get into the latest findings when we come back and ways to counter this. And if you guys could stay, I know you're leaving today, but you should come back tomorrow because this is just too much, you know.
Can we, if we can, clip four and
two? We'll play them all. Just remember on radio. So okay. People don't like, it's like, why is there a break every, we only have 7 minutes of breaks an hour. But like, we're network stuff. Just like when you watch Fox or a football game, there's a local ad, a national ad. We skip our national ads. We don't do those. We just have our locals have their ads. 7 minutes of ads an hour. We got a 1 minute break to join stations. So come back and just give us the big picture. Tell us the big picture. This is all coming out. Since you were on 3 months ago, they've declassified artichoke, all these plants, chips in us, poisons in the shots to block our connection as an electrochemical crystal to the universal transmission. I mean, this is like beyond crazy. It's everything we knew. It's all admitted now. Why is it all coming out now? We'll be right back. Stay with us in 60 seconds. We have two new products at theolicestore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results. One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing, and they're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get the ultramethylene blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the second American revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head on.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, Edward Zoll, producer of Died Suddenly, the number one film exposing the COVID shots. Jesse Beltran, amazing secret tech researcher, all being vindicated. Mind Nexus Live, mindnexuslive.com. Talk to us like we're 5 years old. So most listeners get this, but there's millions listening, a lot of them. What are they talking about? What's going on? I have a stack of mainstream news admitting nanotech in the shots. Since the 60s, the poison year, electrochemical crystal, they're trying to block a galactic transmission so they control you. And I mean, it's all coming out totally wild. So, and then we've got clips from like 20 years ago of guys up with, which I know the documents are real. We'll play a clip coming up talking about all of this then. But it's gone from beta to operational. Just dumb it down and then get into the latest information.
Yeah, so back in the 60s, they were using large RFID chips and implanting them in our soldiers. Then into the 70s and 80s, they became down to the grain of rice. And what they could do with these is they could track you, and they can actually read real live biometric data, where your heart rate, your respirations, your body temperature. And back into the 70s, they could even read your thoughts remotely. Then you get into the 80s and 90s.
And now that an iPhone, when you're sleeping, does all that already.
Correct. It does. It's a lot of folks don't realize that your ear pods that you're wearing, all of the bone conduction technology and your phones are reading your
EEG. I have clips of the World Economic Forum 5 years ago saying standard ear pods are mind controlling you.
Correct.
And reading your thoughts.
Yep. And our whistleblower just disclosed that. He said this is intrusive to your own monologue system. What he's telling you is they could read your thoughts. Everything that you see your brain is transmitting, they capture that data, and they can interpret.
Because again, machines are just a copy of us. We're electrochemical too.
Correct.
We're just like a machine, but the more advanced version.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, really, what is this about? It stems from Project Artichoke, which led into MK Ultra. This is all about the last frontier, the last landmass to conquer, and that's your brain. Once you master and control the human brain, then you have complete control over the globe.
The war on for the mind.
Yep. And that's what we're dealing with. And that's to dumb it down in reality. Now, what they can do with this technology, and we've disclosed the reports, and in fact, a report from our U.S. Congress that says that they could remotely read your thoughts. And then we talked about in 1994, they were already talking about imprinting memory sets, erasing memory sets in a human being. So taking a memory set from one person and imprinting it into another.
In congressional hearings, we have those clips.
Yes. And then where are we at now? It's here. They have full control of the matrix. And that's what we're dealing with. We're now at a time in the human experience where slavery is going to be realized unlike anything anyone can imagine.
And that's Bill Gates' patent. Guys, pull it up. Bill Gates' patent about satellites and the blockchain, where your every move is controlled by that. Have you seen that? I'm sure you've seen that.
Yes, I have. Yeah, yeah. And if we go into clip four, where how this system is used for torture, the MI6 agent discloses that.
You confirmed it. He's a real deal. Here it is.
It has been used against me. And in fact, beginning of October in 2016, I had what I then came to understand was a common attack vector, which is that I was at the sink, And I think that's been the case of a number of people who have reported, I was washing my hands, so clearly there is conductive effect, metal, sink, and so on. And then suddenly, I just heard the crackle of electricity around the back of my head, presumably something like the Frey effect, maybe, I don't know. But it was incredibly powerful, and it knocked me to the floor. I couldn't breathe. I managed to make it to a different level of the house. And I waited for it to pass. And that was my introduction, let me say, to the alternative version. And that was not by my own government.
You know, Alex, they say that a lot of the elite, a lot of the government, they're afraid to come forward because the intelligence organizations are always threatening to hurt them. What Rafe just described is the very weapon that can be used against someone like Melania Trump, against President Trump, against anybody.
And they can put it in your Diet Coke. They don't even inject it into you.
Correct. And that's what we learned with Dr. Cruz when we just visited him in El Salvador.
We'll get to that in a moment. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was actually jaw-dropping.
Oh, you were against the president down there.
He's friends with them. Yeah.
Kelly's invited me down. I'm going to go soon, but yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. He's a great guy. But what he has to disclose to the world, and he said, Jesse, I hadn't slept for 3 days prior to you coming here because what I have discovered and I debated whether I was going to tell you guys or tell the world, but I can't anymore. And I have to disclose that. And what we're about to see will tie everything together. Why they have to have this mass control system, being able to track every living organism on the planet. And what Dr. Cruz is speaking about, he's talking about that the data is now showing that we are up on a 6th mass extinction event. And it is quite compelling. And again,
is that the pole shift?
Yes, it has to do with that and what our magnetic protections around the globe. And what it's doing in conjunction, because we're accelerating 5G, 6G, 8G, 9G.
Which is frying the atmosphere.
Yeah. And he says we won't get to 10G because humans will be dead by then.
Which is clear the extermination system is incremental.
Correct. Yeah. And we might as well show it now.
Yeah, here's the clip. Tell them the number, I guess.
We are in the 6th extinction event.
Yep.
That's what's happening. And we're going to be the animals that get taken out first. The animals that are going to survive this event are going to be underneath the ocean. The magnetic shield of Earth protects us from deuterium coming down from space and tritium. You can go from having normal cognition in literally 3 or 4 months to being completely unconscious. The doctors are going to be impotent to fix this. The magnetic shield of the Earth has changed in Siberia 335 nanotesla in 20 years. Just so you know, that's 320 million years of change prior to this. I didn't think it was possible for the Earth to change this fast. But there is something that's happening to the things that live on top of this planet that are signaling what's going down inside the planet. So what am I telling you? It's happening way faster than even I thought. And I know the government knows this, and I know they're planning for it. That's why they're building a bunker under the White House.
Yeah.
But guess what? The White House is not where you want to be. You want to be in a place where the magnetic flux is off the chain so that you keep the vortex going. But they're too stupid to know that. They're pushing the space thing because they think they need to get somewhere else. I don't think they have as much time anymore. Right? Wow. I think they thought they had more time than they do. When you get deuterated or tritiated, you are more EMS sensitive. Autism, more infertility, more neurodegeneration. And when you understand the fertility part, the leptin melanocortin pathway that controls for fertility and fecundity, that's how you know this is an extinction event. It is going after our ability to have children. Why? Because the mother spins its deuterium into the baby. The baby then deuterates all these CH3s. And remember, people that are hypermethylated, they also get cancer. So do I believe that childhood cancers are going to explode in places that have low magnetic flux? The answer is yes. And I think what governments are worried about, this information gets out, you're going to have 8 billion people wanting to go to certain places, and then guess what? All hell's going to break loose. This is the reason why I think digital ID is in, because they want to control people from leaving and not going international. There's going to be certain places where fucking everybody's going to go. And then remember what happens then. Then you outstrip resources. And you know what it becomes then? It becomes you two in the Pacific Ocean. He's drowning. You save him and you're a good swimmer. He can take you down. That's how a government thinks. Remember, they're thinking about their survival. The takeaway from this is learn about your local magnetic field. And then understand this vortex is tied to this magnetic field, but it's also tied to the sun.
If people don't know, the sun drives it all, and the center of the earth is connected. That's how birds can fly 3,000 miles to where they were born, or butterflies where they weren't even born can fly back to it, is the magnetic field. Tell us who the scientist is. This is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, this is Dr. Jack Cruz. He is a neurosurgeon. During his residency, and the reason why I went to go and interview him was because in his residency, he discovered MK Ultra files that were put in a place they weren't supposed to be. If you remember, Dulles had ordered all of them to be burned, all of the MK Ultra files to be burned. So Dr. Cruz basically was the incipitus of the Church Committee hearings. It's because of his findings.
And he's since now become, he's a Bitcoin billionaire. He's consulted and talked with much of the elite. So when he was speaking in that clip there, he's speaking about what the elite have said to him quietly, privately, what he's advised medically, and what it comes down to this. He knows all of them have been preparing for this extinction event, for humanity ending. And of course, they're not approaching it to warn you and I, Alex. You know, they're not trying to tell Jesse, not telling anybody. They themselves are building bunkers. They're moving to these places like El Salvador. They're trying to get away. They're building super yachts. He said that some...
And if they... Yeah, but Zuckerberg would build... So if the field's moving that part, but why destroy the atmosphere on top of it? What are they doing?
They're building underground bunkers. This is why all the elites are doing this. They're now, think about this. If there's going to be a mass extinction event, and you're going to have to triage basically the entire planet... That means decide who is going to live and who is going to die. Now, if you're not in these safe zones, you're going to be completely radiated. Your foods, everything, all of the resources are going to be poisoned. You are going to have a mechanism.
But explain the mechanism. Atmosphere collapse, but also magnetic field change.
You allow the radiation to come in those areas that don't have the magnetic protection, magnetic field protection. And that's the issue.
And where are the worst areas?
Actually, the worst areas are going to be Canada, most of the United States.
So it's the North Pole down partially.
Yeah, well, interesting enough, he says the one safe place in the United States, you might not be surprised of this, is Bill Gates' territory.
Seattle.
I found that to be interesting. But you're going to have to, let's say the scenario happens, you're going to have to be able to track all of the people who are now poisoned to keep them out of your green zones. And what?
And that's the
way?
Military does zombie drills for 20 years, killing zombies. They admit in the Marine Corps, we don't call it mowing down the public during collapse. We call them zombies.
Correct. Yeah. But you're going to have a mechanism to track that. And we already have it. We just disclosed that, how we can track, find this soldier, a needle in the haystack in the mountains. We've already had the technology. Why aren't they using it for good?
Well, you can see it. I've had people before anybody knew that Zuckerberg built bunkers and they were all getting yachts and the world's about to end. They're telling their wives the world's going to end. They won't tell them why. They have billionaire heads, Google wives coming and saying, yeah, everything's got to collapse. It's the end of humanity as we know it. Just accept it and shut up.
Yeah. Dr. Cruz says the elites know this. And why aren't they telling the world? Why aren't they sharing this information with humanity?
What's the timeline if their equations are right?
So he says the graph used to be like this, but the reason he couldn't sleep is because now the graph is like this. It's almost completely vertical.
It's propelling exponentially.
Yeah.
We're getting billions of years of change in years.
25 Correct. To 50 years is what he estimated.
Yeah.
Next 25 to 50 years, we could face an extinction event, if the Lord wills it.
But people that don't know all this, explain what's happening.
So what is happening is you can do this. a simple Boy Scout tool, a compass. You can, you know, when you were growing up as a child, where north used to be.
It doesn't aim now.
No. It's actually...
By the way, this is not denied.
No, it's not. It's moving from west to east. Eventually, it's going to be over Russia. North will be over Russia. But what they aren't talking about is the magnetic field protection around the globe. That is just like our force field.
People that don't know, you die in minutes, even without, with oxygen. It's like 250 degrees, radiated. You get enough radiation in 20 minutes to kill you. Like, we won't have protection is what you're saying.
Yeah, this is exactly what happened to Mars. You know,
that's right.
That's exactly. So basically.
And then all the space radiation filled it up.
Correct. That's exactly what Dr. Cruz is showing. And he showed me the data. He was saying that this was, you know, this transition was moving yearly at around 33.2 kilometers per year. But I went and fact checked and, you know, I was surprised that it was he was saying it was that high, but it's actually higher. It's at 42.3 kilometers per year. So over 120 miles per year, we're seeing that shift and a depletion in all of these magnetic fields. Now, his hypothesis is the reason we're seeing the world act so crazy and all of these diseases, weird diseases, these turbo cancers, yes, they're related to that magic jab, but it's a synergistic effect. It's because...
They're like adding on to it.
Correct.
Exactly. They're nudging
correct.
It to hurry it up.
Correct. That's
because
exactly
they want less of us when the final collapse comes. More, us already dumbed down and poisoned, so we're not fighting viable variant.
Correct. And so that is what's happening. Basically, they're
well, that's what any globalist does. They jump already on a trend.
Yeah. They're triaging the globe. Now,
well, you're a medical guy. Explain triage for people who don't know.
Well, triage. So if there's a multi-casualty incident, so if you have 100 victims, what you do is you set up green zones, yellow zones, red zones, and black zones. Black zones, those are the people who are dead. You've already said they're going to die. So you save the most that you can. And so the green zone is where you want to be. But what we're looking at in this scenario, there will only be green zones and black zones. And who decides that? And why isn't society being told this? Why can't we just unify and use our God-given gifts to come up with a solution instead of just doing this?
Well, instead, I've studied the geoengineering thing. You add this information, and it's other experts have said it, they're accelerating atmospheric collapse in our shield. They're like trying to make it worse.
Correct. All of this graphene oxide, all of this silicon-based materials, and even copper has been shown to show up in these vaccines. There's only one reason to do that, and that's to make every single living organism an amplifier.
So they want to fry us quickly when it happens, so we're not zombieing around for a while while we're dying.
They don't want to fight over the resources. They want to get rid. It's a purge event. They get rid of the very zombie that might come for their house. They're living because they're incredibly selfish, right? They're atheists. They want to live for as long as they possibly can.
Well, but it actually makes sense. If you got like 9 billion people, 10 billion running around during collapse, some will be tough and live. They're going to dig you out. So go ahead and kill everybody up front before, you know, the collapse.
Oh, and they're survivors in this sense. But like the thing they couldn't see coming is they're truth tellers, people like you. People.
Well, exactly. That's how we had them off, is exposing their plan, which they've said they want to depopulate us because the Earth, you've heard AOC and all, we die in 10 years. Well, they're being told this.
Yeah.
Because it's happening. Are there mitigating factors? We can individually mitigate spike protein. We'll talk about that coming up, other things. But are there mitigating ways of, like, we could dig in and we could geoengineer to block it instead of geoengineering to drop the shield?
You know, I think there are some technologies out there that we could utilize. But a lot of the technologies that can be used for good are always kept classified. They're always kept from public.
It's like the CIA tracker, the ghost member could be used to find every missing kid in the world. Think about that.
Exactly.
Overnight, we could end any missing person's report, but they're not using it for that. They're using it to kill people, kill Khomeini, or in the sense of this, rescue a pilot in Iran, but not rescue your mom or dad who's lost during a hurricane, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So it's who's in charge of the technology who decides whether or not it's going to be used for good or bad. And I've always said this. But it's time we start realizing that our power is in numbers, and we need to take that control back, and we need to start utilizing and having pure transparency, because no one can use God's free will until we're dealing with absolute truth.
Amen.
Well, I agree. You were on 3 months ago saying we all have an electrochemical signature, a pulse, which I know in mainline science, the heart is this incredibly powerful electrochemical engine that starts at, you know, when you're forming and then ends when you die, that nonstop, and it's electrochemical, and anybody knows that it can be manipulated with wireless systems. That's the whole body.
Exactly.
And that's what we're talking about here.
Well, it's beautiful. God knew exactly what he was doing when he created human beings. Right? And I don't trust Bill Gates, let alone any of globalist elite, to try to rework the creation. It's perfect.
Well, that's the thing, is that whatever the devil sets up for bad ends up for good if we take out, if God, we follow God's orders.
Amen. But he also raised us up for this time, didn't he?
I mean, I at a gut level, if 9 billion people prayed to God to change the Earth's tilt and put the magnetic pole back, it would happen.
I believe it.
We have to get to that point, though. Like, we have to realize our agency. We don't just envision something and build it. We have to ask God for stuff. It's our Father.
Absolutely.
But if we won't ask, we're not going to get it.
Well, here's the craziness.
Imagine it's right there. Just ask.
Yeah. Here's the craziness in the scenario. I've always said this, and everyone's seen me out there in my fight for the truth, particularly for those who are suffering, is that in the end, yes, they can create this AI God, and yes, they may think they're smarter than us, and yes, they may think they've won the game. But in the end, God will be the ultimate programmer. Because here's what Dr. Cruz shared. Yes, this event is going to happen, and it's accelerated. Okay, but what if, when all of our protection, that force field is gone, and all that radiation is coming in, and we get hit by a solar flare, and it wipes out all the electricity in the world, guess where we're starting?
Over in the Garden of Eden.
We start over again. And that may be God's answer to this.
It fully mitigates.
Well, he says it won't be water, it'll be fire this time.
Mm-hmm.
Solar flare.
That's a very, very valid observation, yes.
So we think of it as an attack, it's a gift.
It may be.
So God's begun the countdown, and the globalists are trying to play God and block it. It's not going to work.
No. In the end, God will always win.
Well, that's the truth, isn't it? Is that God always has a counter. But as you said, Alex, the world is in such disarray. I mean, just today, for how long has Melania Trump been wanting to come forward and to scream from the mountaintop to say, I had nothing to do with anything related to Epstein, and I want...
How epic was thinking. That? She just did a Melinda Gates thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we need. We need to get back to absolute truth. We have spent...
Well, that's the thing. It's all evil's being exposed more and more.
Yeah. And when truth is finally exposed and we get to that singularity point of truth, it's only then that the whole world's going to be able to utilize free will in the right way.
Well, I wanted to get Matt Hayes in here. It's incredible as well. And I had some big guests tomorrow, but I'm going to cancel them if you guys can stay. Can you guys stay into 2 hours tomorrow?
Yeah, I can stay. Yeah.
What about you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, good. I'll get Matt in here too. Maybe we'll do 3 hours.
Yeah.
Let's go to break, though. I want to shift into the CIA documents, ways to counter the temporal poisons, the things that are going on, because you guys have done some amazing work on that area as well. And by the way, everything he's saying, suddenly since it was on 3 months ago, all this declassified documents all saying exactly what he said. It's crazy. Like, God said nothing will be hidden.
And it's been revealed now.
Yes.
Exciting times.
Did you see the preacher I had on saying, God told me to say you and Trump are God's battle axe. We can't abandon the battle axe. And then a guy pulls up and delivers us a battle axe with a note saying, God told me to send this to you. And it shows up right on time today.
Wow.
Well, you're cutting through the lies every single day.
We've never had anything like this happen. That's all real. That really happened. It was literally delivered right when he comes on with a note saying, God sent me to send this axe.
You know, I've seen that. That was just a couple of days ago. I saw that. Yeah.
I'm just telling you, everything's totally insane. We are not in Kansas anymore because we were never in Kansas. Edward Zoll and Jesse Beltran. We'll tell you all about them when we come back. Stay with us. So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it. I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62, that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN Zone website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultramethylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think of methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this since 2004. But I got blown up in Iraq. I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue. And I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at thealexshowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at thealexshowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, thealexshowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Melania an hour ago with mega bombshell. Melinda Gates level. I'm not with this. I'm not involved. I'm not with the cover-up. Stop the cover-up. Just incredible. Jesse Beltran, incredible researcher. My Next is Live on X. MyNexusLive.com. Edward Zoll, the producer, died suddenly. You guys are going to stay. Change your flights. I appreciate it. I'm for 2 hours tomorrow. I love the other guests we have tomorrow. We're going to have to move them. We'll do a special Saturday show or something with those guys. But this is just too powerful because I knew what you were saying was true because I study all this constantly. When I first met you like 5 months ago or whatever, I knew who you were for a couple of years. And thank God Sean Johnson introduced me to you personally. And then since you were on, I haven't gotten the stuff I wanted you on about. You brought all this new stuff about admissions and poisoning the food, water, and shots to control us. And we're liquid crystal computers that interface with the universe. They want to block that and control us, which we know. It's how the geese fly 3,000 miles and the hummingbirds, everything else. Monarch butterflies, you know, they're born in Mexico. Three generations fly up, small ones, and there's a big one that flies back to the exact tree, and it's all off the magnetic lines. And we know this is happening. The magnetic lines are moving. This is crazy. But I wanted to get into anything else. Well, here's a clip of a researcher 20 years ago. And when I saw this clip, we can't find the guy's name, but I knew all the documents he covered because I covered it at the time, talking about nanotech, chips the size of hair, put in the shots to control people. And you can take this. I did this just 2 days ago. I have a whole stack. I'm going to do a whole show on this, but I do too much research. I do like 10 hours research to do hours on air. I don't get to the actual research. It's just insane. It's like a speed read. But we have the patents. We have the admissions. We have it all. This is going on. And everything he says, you can pull up. It was like I was having flashbacks. Remember 20 years ago covering this. Here it is.
1/200th the size of a hair, made out of biological material, non-X-rayable. This is not something you're going to swallow, eat, or run in the bloodstream. And is driven off of alkalinity in your body. Now, since 1993 to 94, in the general public, there are 12 million plus biochips in the population right now. According to a Denver police officer, if you know the number of a person, you can track them within 10 feet anywhere in the world. I've known this for a number of years. I have an affidavit from a manufacturer and some other things. Look it up on the satellite the minute it's punched into the Iridium system. All your records are being dumped into the Iridium right now. And he had gotten in my face and said, I heard you on Art Bell, and you need to explain to people that they need to take these biochips. This is the best thing they can possibly get. Because not only does it attract their kids, but it's going to help them think because it's a programmable chip. Because the American people
are
stupid.
Which is just what the MI6 guy said. There's the patent, Bill Gates.
Over across my
666,
table,
of course.
And he's saying, you're giving out national defense secrets, and this is the only way we can extract our soldiers. This is the only way we can communicate with our soldiers. But, sir, don't you cross the line of constitutional rights?
Talking about ghost wormer right now.
Putting the chip in.
Everything's coming
out. And he looked me square in the eyes and said, my soldiers do not need to think for themselves, and they do not have constitutional rights. They're stupid. They think you're stupid. They think you're sheeple. You really need to go get these documents. The KidScan program. And KidScan is a program where in Miami, Florida, in 1989, they implanted 8,000 kids with biochips.
In Sweden, they've already chipped.
Goes into the numbering
the
system. There are 92 billion numbers for these microchips, so they can give everybody at least two. Department of Energy's website on the biochip. It's a two-year-old announcement. It's www.doe.gov/biochip. HTM. And it's the announcement of medical uses of biochips. It's 2 years old, still on the web, for implantable microchips.
It's incredible. It's just 20-something years old. It's all out
it's on the
web.
Now. They think y'all are so stupid, you're not going to go look on the web. And if you believe this, that people are going to call you crazy. But there are so many documents out there right now from... I can go to a website right now, and I can order chips to implant in my friends to track them and program them. All the technology is out there. Washington Times, October 11, 1993, Martin Anderson goes into Hughes Aircraft and how they helped develop the biochip. Biochip is biodegradable. It will come apart. There's a flaw in it. And one of the manufacturers of the biochip sat down with me for several hours in Denver last year when I was at the Denver Preparedness Expo. And I started telling him a little bit of what I know. He got wider and wider and wider and about passed out. And I had to walk with him to the bathroom a couple of times because he was just getting so scared. How do you know all this? Well, I have friends in the NSA and the CIA, and one of my uncles is still in the agency. And I said, but this is top secret. Nobody's supposed to know but 15 people. 43 to 53, they started to develop a biological chip with a biological battery. And they tried acid and they tried alkaline in the body by running a biological system. And this is nanotechnology. Thrive in alkalinity. So they started to devise stuff to run in alkalinity. Now the biochip, if you want to find out if you got one, you go to your local Walmart or drugstore and you get a swimming pool tester. Now this sounds stupid. But the chemicals that they're using, if you just test your pH, it's going to give you a straight pH of your balanced. But if you check your alkalinity against your pH, you're going to find that your pH, I mean, your alkalinity is at 7.8, 7.10. which is the sign of alkalosis. Now, alkalosis, when you get to that point, will give you upper respiratory problems and flu-like symptoms. And when you get to 7.8 to 7.10, it makes you have the same effects as Luvox. It's a mind, it puts you in a delusional state, according to most medical books. Gee, what a coincidence. So you take and you test your body. Now, your body's supposed to be 6.8. It's not supposed to be acid. It's not supposed to be alkaline. It's supposed to be balanced. What you want to do is go look up the symptoms of alkalosis to dissolve your biochip. Is go get acid-forming vitamins and bring yourself back to 6.8, drop yourself to 6.7 for a week, and the biochip will not hold together because it's held together by...
Well, this is 20-plus years old. Since you were on 3 months ago, Jesse Beltran, Foreign Technology Division, 1972, 1963, declassified CIA Department of Defense, nanotech chips in the public, body electrochemical crystal, blocking that, taking control. CIA files real plans to manipulate minds through covert drugging, through vaccines, food, and water. CIA memos. This is just ancient stuff. It's all being declassified right now, which is good news. Poisoning the sky, secret weather control. It's all coming out. Americans secretly as guinea pigs. Project Artichoke 70 years ago, CIA discussed hiding mind control drugs in vaccines. Here's the Artichoke documents. So this is wild. You were talking about this exact thing in zeolites, particular ones, which we want to do a plug. You didn't even come in here for this. I'm not even involved, but you aren't either. But we want to tell people about the best zeolites and ways to counter this. So how do people counter this?
Well, what you need to do is you need to decrease the levels in your system of graphene oxide, silicon, copper, all of these toxic metals. It's important that we decrease the ability of the antenna within your system. And I was just in the UK doing a human subject study where we did controls, and then 60 days later, we looked at the effects of individuals taking 30 drops a day of zeolite Z. And to my surprise, in the 20 years, I've never seen anything like it. And I was really surprised by the results, because what we saw was a mean average decrease of 80% of everyone who was in the study. With two anomalies, you take the two anomalies out and that bumped it up to 80%. With the anomalies in, it was at 74.6% reduction in silicon load. In addition, what we saw for the first time in 20 years as a personal investigator, and I have nothing to do with Masterpiece or the Zeolite Z product, I saw areas disappear. And some people had a 95% reduction to where they only had two locations that were lighting up for silicon-based harmonics. And that was phenomenal. Never before seen. I never imagined that result. So it would be based on the data. And I've been data-driven for the last 20 years. Everyone who's been following my work with all of the victims that I've seen, the civilians in the United States and now globally, I've never before seen any of these areas disappear, and this appears to be something that will work in the interim until we can make this technology inert.
And by the way, zeolites are well known, because you're not pushing this, you're not your company. When you were here 3-4 months ago for a few weeks, because I used to come back a bunch, I say, obviously, how do you detox? We have things, you said zeolites, and you said, here's the best company. So people can get 10% off just when they go to the URL, getmasterpiece.com, on the site, on this amazing zeolite. I have the owner on tomorrow, but you explain, they take like a special sea salt, and then they add it to this so it doesn't just pull out, because zeolites are known chelators of this, of these toxins, of any toxin, period. But then it replaces it with good minerals, right? Or is that wrong?
No, it's absolutely right. So basically how it's created, you have volcanic environments that match the sea. They bump up to the sea, and that diatomaceous earth creates that zeolite. But you add these specialized sea salt minerals with the zeolite, what happens is they actually showed this on high microscopy photographs where they had the zeolite molecule.
By the way, I just sprung this on you.
Yeah.
Will you come back tomorrow with, I don't know, you showed me the electron microscope. Can we do this tomorrow?
Yeah, we can show that. Yeah. But it literally put one drop of graphene oxide. It completely binded to the zeolite.
So why are they putting self-replicating graphene oxide replicator nanotech in the shots. What's the point? It's a plug?
It's to make you
receiver.
A better amplifier. It's an amplification.
To make you part of the system.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes you your antenna better.
Which are in the patents by Bill Gates.
Correct.
So what does the ZLI do? It just pulls that out and fries it?
It pulls out those amplifiers. And so
you just piss them out.
Sweat, body excretion, defecation, women and menstruation. Any way that you can, the body's normal mechanism used to detoxify yourself, that's how it's excreted.
And folks, I only promote things that really work. The dreams you get, when you told me 4 months ago, hey, take this, the dreams have been amazing.
Yeah.
What happens to the brain when you take this?
Well, it's cleaning out your third eye.
Your pineal gland.
Yeah, your pineal gland. And you're getting all those toxic metals. So the very, your natural ability to telepathically communicate, your intuition.
Which, by the way, I forgot. That's in the CIA report from the 50s, 60s, 70s that I just showed. People can pull these up. They said that we're electrochemical computers, a liquid crystal, and that we are psychic. And then they're, like everybody always said, trying to block that so they can then create artificial frequencies and program us.
Exactly.
So they know how we're built, so they're trying to artificially control that.
Yeah, well, you saw Rafe. Rafe says it is very intrusive because they're reading your thoughts. Everything that you see, everything in your environment, there is no more privacy. They know where you are.
And they ask how. They need 5G resonating that pierces every cell, and then the AI can read it. That's why they want AI.
Exactly. It is tied to AI. And in our studies, a lot of the
they don't have talk about mass programming control yet to process it all. They can target certain people with computers, but they don't have enough computer yet to have full control.
Well, what they're doing is they're trying to make you more suggestible. My background is also in hypnosis. I'm a master hypnotist. And I only became that because of this phenomenon. I noticed that a lot of people who were highly intelligent, very reputable, had million-dollar businesses, were losing them overnight because they were affected in a very negative way. 30% of the population is already highly suggestible. How do you increase suggestibility in a mass demographic? You keep them under stresses all the time. You keep them under fear, all of these altered states, and then you can subconsciously program them easily.
Well, now, people should give it a try. It certainly helped everybody I know, Masterpiece, veterans I know. This is a very special ZLI. Explain how this works.
It will become a magnet because it is a negatively charged mineral, and all of these metals are positively charged. And so what happens? It just automatically gravitates to the mineral. And then all of these healthy minerals go to the receptor sites where all of these
So a regular ZLI just pulls the bad guys out. Yeah. This replaces it.
Exactly.
Wow. Amber, you got comments on this?
Well, I think this, we say, I have a dream. I think many people would like to have dreams again. And everything that the elite do to us and trying to torture us and make us feel like we're not important, one of the worst things they've done is they've stolen our thought, our not just the sovereignty of our brain, but the ability for us to think to the future. And you know, this product, if it helps with sleeping and dreams, I think most people would admit they, because of the cell phone, with the blue light. They had many different ways they could have done the smartphone technology, but they chose the
record level people having trouble sleeping.
Again, they can't have kids either. But
well, for anything the enemy hits us with, God has given us the antidote.
Amen.
What else counters this?
Well, living a healthy lifestyle, living organically, eating natural foods. But the problem is what Rafe has disclosed. Again, he was in Oxford. He says there was an attack in St. Albans during 2016, and it infiltrated the entire ecosystem. Now the entire globe's ecosystem is poisoned by this stuff. So he says, Jesse, it's everywhere. It's in the grass.
Gates is obsessed with every form of food.
Yes.
His appeal, they spray on things like a nanotech.
Well, they're trying to control everyone, right? They're trying to stop you from growing your own foods. They're trying to stop you from collecting rainwater. They're trying to stop you.
I was reading when they put people in prison collecting rainwater in the U.S.
Yeah. There are some areas that is absolutely true. It is illegal to collect rainwater.
Seattle.
Up in that region, up in the Northwest, yes.
Which has plenty of rain.
Yes.
Well, again, I just wanted to have something positive here. Getmasterpiece.com, you know, that URL. This is the most amazing from what I've seen, what I've taken. Zeolite out there that's very special because, again, it adds this, I guess, the twilight zone area of the ocean. It's like a particular type of minerals in the ocean.
Well, again, up against volcanic activity and the sea meat. So, well, that's where the best zeolite in the world is. The blue zones, that's where you're going to want to get it. And that's how this is sourced. Matthew Hazen, who is the CEO of the company, he and I have become really good friends. I have a very small circle, and I can see his heart is for humanity and
he's
the future
a wicked
of our children.
Shaping.
Yeah,
have you see Matthew?
Yeah,
Alex, Matt, he's buff.
Yeah, he's here right now.
He just became a grandpa today.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And he's living life. I think we all need to be living our best life.
Well, regardless, what else counters this?
Well, the only thing else is going to counter this is us having the ability to legally intercept these frequencies, these RF frequencies, and decrypt it and come up with a computer.
That's right. You guys have show me, computer scientists, they've got the code. It's very esoteric. You're trying to figure out.
Well, it's illegal for us to decrypt it to come up with the.
Because it's their own patent. Now they admit like dead people have codes emitting in the ground.
Or graves.
Yeah. There have been researchers out there who have been detecting by their declaration MAC addresses in graves. And
well, it's mainstream news.
Correct, yeah. And then there have been scientists that have been looking at brain cells 6 months later, still showing that these materials are still alive and active 6 months later.
Well, obviously, I mean, they admit they're giving us an address. They're giving us connectivity to control us. That's the final frontier. They've done it. But if we're aware of it, imagine the business figuring out how to, like, some electromagnetics, you get to chamber it, fries all these, or will that make you too sick?
Well, you need to fry the technology without damaging, you know, your cellular mechanisms and your organs, and that's the trick. But it's very doable, but right now I will be thrown in prison if my team and I decrypt this and establish the protocol to counter this and make it inert. So
that's right. They tell people voting machines, even governments can't see the code. It's like, oh, it's proprietary.
Correct. So you're stealing proprietary information, intellectual property is how they're.
But to be clear, you guys have done this with the EU, name it. You scan this, you get a computer code back.
Well, when we scan, we get a harmonic. The frequency is where the magic lies. Being able to intercept and collect those data packets and then establishing what the protocol is within those data packets is where the answer is going to be. So, but right now, like I said, it is illegal for us to do if we do it on U.S. soil.
All right, getmasterpiece.com if you want to get 10% off. Just go right to that URL, get 10% off the rest of the site by that link. Really important, amazing product. I know that's not your product, but I just wanted to talk about something solution-wise. But wow, let's put both your lower thirds up where people can find all the great work you're doing, Jesse Beltran, Edward Zoll. Edward, where's the best place? Because you got Died Suddenly 2 coming out soon.
Yes, actually, you can find our new work at Died Suddenly _. And we actually have the new trailer to share here if you want to play it.
Yeah, let's do that. We've got the new trailer. Before we do that, Jesse, where people find you? Mind Nexus Live?
MindNexusLive.com. And just any inquiries or questions, we'll answer them pretty rapidly for you.
All right. Let's go to Died Suddenly. When's Died Suddenly 2 coming out?
This summer. Yeah, this new information, I tell you, the God's timing.
Not going to keep updating. He was telling me on the phone, we got to add more. Yeah.
Well, think about this. We had no idea that President Trump was going to reveal the ghost murmur last week. President Trump was going to use the weapons to kill the discombobulator. Was going to be used in Venezuela. But I'll tell you, God's timing is perfect.
Oh, do we know what the discombobulator is?
Well, the discombobulator is tied into the same technology.
Yeah, it's the same acoustic technology. Weapons. It's
the Which, you don't have to take the shot either. It's in the food. Yeah. They're saying the average person has a size of a plastic spoon of nanoplastic in their brain.
Well, what they're disclosing is that each and every human being has its own resonant signature. So they can track any person.
Your own, just like your fingerprint. Yes. Okay, so let's go to Died Suddenly trailer. Here it is.
Well, it was once considered a conspiracy theory.
Mysterious brain injuries.
Declassified CIA documents prove that, yes, the CIA actually has been, for decades, researching how vaccines could be used for mind control.
A previously unknown weapon.
Brutal directed energy weapon systems that are designed to
incapacitate.
Wounded by a secret weapon.
Individual over a certain period of time will produce psychological and physical reactions.
I immediately felt fullness in my head.
A full body convulsion.
And just a piercing headache.
Like someone squeezing your head.
Absolutely life altering.
The incidents became known as Havana Syndrome.
Havana Syndrome.
Directed energy attacks on U.S. soil.
It was happening not only to our diplomats, it's happening to the best of our best in the FBI, the CIA, and now congressional members in Congress.
It is essentially a declaration of war against the United States.
Well, I'm not allowed to talk about it. It discombobulated everything.
Is the government trying to mind control me?
There are a number of resources that wanted to step out, and they're not alive anymore.
And they began to basically beat him to death.
I'm fortunate that I didn't die.
Nobody on this planet has any right to battle tag a human being.
So it's all coming out right now.
They want to control humanity and stop another 1776.
And people ask, like, even if loyal FBI agents is happening to it, but they're testing the connection to see, can we kill them when they need to? Because you can't just knock you down. They can kill you.
Absolutely. If they wanted to.
It's like Baron Harkin when he has the heart plug. He's like, yep, you're dead.
Absolutely. They can target your heart specifically, any body organ specifically. Any part of your brain.
Well, particularly the heart, because it's electrochemical.
Correct.
Well, look, even Jeffrey Epstein knew this. In the relatively few documents that the DOJ released, there was a batch of emails related directly to the Voice of the Skull, to V2K. And this is directly tied into the revolution we're now seeing in science and reality.
Yeah. He also disclosed in the Epstein files was the corporation out of Australia, and it had the phone contact phone number of the salesperson who sold the tech. And that was incredible.
They think we're dumb animals and we can't organize against this. We will, and we are. Because it's all confirmed. I mean, this is insane. What do we cover tomorrow when you guys are on for 2 hours and we have Matthew Hazen on, too?
Yeah, so we'll build more about other disclosures that we didn't get a chance
to. You got a lot more exclusive stuff you haven't gotten to.
Yes, absolutely. We have over 6 hours worth of footage.
Wait, we're going to decipher again the plan that's coming for most of humanity. And again, it's not just an extinction-level event. It's an attempt to dehumanize us, take away our sovereignty, and separate us from God. But they're not going to succeed.
Where do people find Died Suddenly 2.0?
DiedSuddenly.info and also on X at DiedSuddenly _.
And it's coming out sometime this summer.
Yes, this summer.
All right. Harrison Smith, The War Room. Find it on Rumble. Real Alex Jones on X. Infowars.com/show. That's getting shut down soon. I haven't gotten that yet. All the rest of it, stations all over the country. You're the Paul Revere, share the live feeds now. Harrison Smith is loaded for bear. Get ready for him. Wow, I'm just so blessed to be here fighting for humanity, and God's in control. He said he's the master programmer. He's really master control, not the globalist.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, Edward Zoll and Jesse Beltran. Talk to you again tomorrow with Matt Hugh Hazen. Stay with us.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say,
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.